Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat, Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly-oop, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Buckets. I'm Matty Ice. He's Vish. She's Melissa. I did that out of order, and it felt weird. Don't I usually say Melissa first?
I don't know. We're very off today, and it's like 8 minutes late because I had some technical difficulties.
It's from your monitor.
My extra monitor is busted. Yeah, busted.
That is what is left of Melissa's.
It's the backside of my monitor, but I got it to work, so it's currently working. Luckily, it was free, but it kind of delayed everything because me and Vish had things we were gonna do before the show as far as planning a trip. So my fault, and then I forgot to get my stuff for Mount Rushmore. But what's up, everybody? How are you?
Pretty good, Vish. How you doing?
Good. NBA Finals start tomorrow. It's good versus.
There we go.
Stanley Cup Finals on Saturday. I think we're all rooting for the same teams. Go Mavs, go Cats.
I mean, I'm just rooting for the Cats because of you. I don't really care.
Who are they playing? I don't even know.
Edmonton. Or Oilers?
Edmonton.
Oh, yeah, go Cats.
Do you want to root for Alberta, Canada, or Sunrise, Florida?
The only person I know from Canada sucks.
Oh, I know who.
Okay. Oh boy.
Let's go. Almost got those.
But what happens? They're like Canadian pride, where someone from the part of the country that sucks would still support Edmonton because it's better than those Americans winning.
I don't think Edmonton's won a Stanley Cup in like 20 years or something, if I'm not mistaken. And and the Panthers have never won a Stanley Cup.
It's
so
got to be more than 20. It's got to be more than 20 years, right? Because they won back when like Gretzky was there.
Gretzky picked Edmonton to win. Let's see.
Well, no shit.
When was the last time Edmonton won the Stanley Cup?
I mean, yeah. Nate's coming in with the 30 plus.
1990.
Yeah, Gretzky was there. That's where that's where he played most of his career.
Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier. That was a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry and also Vish also is rooting for the Panthers because Edmonton knocked out Dallas to make it to the Stanley Cup final.
I don't even give a slightest shit about the Dallas Stars.
But still, I mean, it's a reason to not root for Edmonton.
I would not even be like paying even a scintilla of attention if not for you. So,
oh, idea for a Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore of goats, like greatest of all times in their sports.
But then we're going to get into the debate as to who the goat is before we even get into the...
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Exactly.
All right. Made for a future show. We got gear unpacked for today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to like run and get my stuff during the intro almost because...
I have a pile over here.
I have a pile as well. A very large pile.
That's like, honestly, it's like the one benefit to not having space and having my bed right next to my desk is that I don't have to like bend to the floor. I just have the stuff sitting on the edge of my bed. So I like that we got hockey talk in. That's rare.
There is actual hockey coverage on this network, so make sure you're, if you're interested in the Panthers, there is
Canes Cats Heat has responded to our Buckets OG group text. So it looks like our OG show is going to be happening with all four of us in a couple of Sundays.
Awesome. two of you are in the chat right
Sundays.
Now. Shout out to Bill and Nate.
Three Sundays. the OG show will be happening on Sunday, June 23rd. So you all will want to tune into that. We'll be having some of our four of our usual peeps on the show. Should be a good time. So, good stuff. Hey guys, who do we pick up for Canes Hoops? Do we want to discuss our latest edition before we get into the main topic of the evening?
Sure. I will just say if Mavs Celtics goes to game 7, it's on the 23rd, so that will not be the OG show. Because we're not. I've done Buckets during playoff games.
I might be out of town on that day. I don't know if it's that Sunday.
We'll have to revisit.
It's a date they all agree to, so I guess
Sundays are tough because that's when me and Monica are both off.
Tentatively, it's tentative at this point. It's tentative.
We'll figure it out.
But if Matt's
if Matt's not available and Vish is watching Game 7, then we're gonna have to move. Although Nate's not gonna want to be on either.
I've done shows and missed like the first quarter of like a second round game. If it's Game 7 of the finals, I'm not sitting here.
No, well, hopefully it's Mavs in 5.
I'll take 4, but
yeah, I think it'll be 4. Go Luka.
You know, Boston is accessible from here. Do I want to get racially abused? I don't know. I'm not ruling it out.
Didn't we do a Mount Trashmore of like the worst fans? Like there's a common occurrence of Boston fans.
No, I think we did a Mount Rushmore of our least favorite NBA players. We never did a Mount Rushmore of fans.
We have not done.
I don't know how that would be very politically incorrect of us to do that.
I'm pretty sure we did because I'm pretty sure I trashed Philadelphia fans and Boston fans. Maybe not. Damn.
Don't know.
Well, if you're listening and you're one of those fan bases, you suck. Anyways,
but especially Boston for the next few weeks.
Oh yeah, especially Boston.
You're gonna trash Philly fans after we had Jaleel on the show.
I mean, I don't care. I'd tell him too. I'm pretty sure I told him that I don't like Philadelphia fans to his face.
Speaking of Philly fans, we'll get a Villanova. So he has gone.
We'll home. Get to commit to Villanova.
Nova. That way he can sit by his family on the bench when he's faking injuries. So you know, good for him to call us with his people.
Yeah.
All right, let's get on Bryce's question, then we can do some hoops talk. Shout Max.
What up, Max? Too.
We're also gonna have Max on the show at some point. So, but
oh yeah.
So, you want to break down our new should be a walk on, but we have extra scholarships, so we're throwing him his way.
That's pretty much the breakdown.
Well, yeah, no, I mean he's an actual basketball player, so does someone want to? Why would I be bitter?
Yeah, what'd you do, Vish?
What are you bitter about?
I don't know. I'm confused.
Bill's happy we're filling scholarships.
I mean, it's fine. Make a wish serves a purpose. Now, do we want to actually do a basketball breakdown? Or?
Oh, about Wooga?
No, about our new player. Oh, no one's bitter about Wooga. He's been long gone. I mean, so he wasn't really even playing at Yale, which is why we don't anticipate him playing here. He was
minutes.
But I mean, we have extra scholarship. I mean, actually, we did something similar for the women's team. Remember Sophia Zelich from last year?
Zulich
was a medical, had a bunch of injuries, but you know, we put her on scholarship, so she's back because again, we had extra scholarships. So I think that's really, I mean, it's good. Well, I mean, look, the stuff does help in the macro sense of, you know, it's another player in practice, and if it's a situation where you know, this is going to tip him over, so you get a solid practice body. As opposed to a traditional, he's probably a little bit better than a traditional walk-on, but he's definitely not ACC scholarship caliber. But if, I mean, if you have the extra scholarship, you might as well use it, right? And we have a few extra, so.
And I think he's a senior, so it's just.
Yeah, no, it's a 1 year. I mean, we do this. This happens, right? I mean, we've done it before. We're kind of like get someone in there.
And yeah. And he's like a 4, so I mean, depth, I guess.
I think we've loaded up there pretty well. I think this is more practice body. And again, though, like let's say he's trying to so the one thing is Yale doesn't give them like the extra years and all of that. They didn't honor any of the COVID rules. That's why a lot of their Ivy League players are transferring out because they have eligibility, but the Ivy League won't let them use it.
That's how we got Jada Patrick last season.
Right, exactly.
Really well, so.
And so
Doom got his hoodie. He loves it. Oh, we're all on there. That's at Chick-fil-A. That is a Chick-fil-A thumbnail.
I mean, it's good. That way we won't eat the food, so we'll just focus on our work.
Doom, I hope you're enjoying the hoodie.
So, yeah. So, I mean, again, if he's, like, looking at a bunch of schools and the other ones are like, yeah, you can be a preferred walk-on or whatever, and we have an extra scholarship to throw his way and tip him, and we think he's gonna help in practice.
Yo, GPA is going to be skyrocketing this year.
Actually, the Canes athletic program was like, I think the highest APR in the country. Definitely set a record for our school. So shout out to those kids for cracking the books.
Wasn't basketball pretty low, though?
I think it was the lowest on the campus.
Yeah.
Which, okay, so you've got... I don't know that Wooga was necessarily focused on his academics this year. I mean, Keyshawn, yeah. If I were him, I wouldn't have even walked into a class once I was sure I was eligible for spring semester because there's no reason for him to even do that. So, you know, I don't know that all of our players were necessarily focused on, but I mean, we did have three of them, Nigel, Norchad, and who else graduated? Three of them walked during graduation, got their degrees. I can't remember who the third one is. But so, I mean, we had some of them that were doing it.
Yeah, Norchad walked and then just kept
walking. Wait, who else graduated? It was Nigel, Norchad. That's it.
I feel like there was someone else in the ceremony, but I can't remember who. I am spacing on such things. It's been a bit.
I don't think anyone else, unless it was a walk-on.
I don't know, honestly.
Keyshawn got accolades for his academics.
Oh,
he did send us a picture. It's in the Buckets group text. He has it hanging on his door with his other hoodies.
Yep.
There we go.
Anyway, so yeah, it's another practice body, but again, this can help challenge the players in practice. And it's good to have actually a functional player versus a true walk-on.
Yep.
So to fill out the roster. So
a bigger solid guy for our guys that are actually going to play to go.
Solid move.
And who knows, maybe he's better than we
I think again, this is to me like a Joe Bay situation. If these guys are getting major minutes, we done fucked up. And that's no knock on either of them. It's just we have plans for other guys to step up and fill those minutes. If that's not happening either because of injury or because of play, we're in trouble. Because again, we're in a very competitive conference where there's not that much margin for error. And so if we're all of a sudden relying on these players that we expect to be end of the bench to be in the rotation, contribute, something's gone wrong. Because it's going to be very hard for example, this kid to step up and, like, take Brandon Johnson's minutes. That's not going to happen unless Brandon Johnson's hurt. So,
Doom sending more thumbnails to the chat. Is that Max? Who is that? I think that's Max.
Yeah, it is Max.
Is that what's here?
Yeah.
Everyone can see.
We need a Joe Bay hater hoodie.
We need a high IQ basket hoodie is what we need. IQ high basket or whatever it was.
We still need a Buckets hoodie. I mean.
We do need a Buckets hoodie. But we don't. I mean, Jovey hater one. We're not gonna do.
But in the meantime,
I feel high basket.
Before we get those, in the meantime, just go get one of the Hoodie Girl hoodies. I mean, anything else about our Yale transfer?
No, I wouldn't.
Do we have two more scholarships left?
I think one or two, and if we fill them, it'll probably be similar. There's not really any top talent around. If you look at who's in the portal that's left, that's
Coleman Hawkins.
That's nice.
That's Matt's new MBJ.
Oh, there he is. Bill already knows who we're talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not
the chosen one.
That's not happening. I mean, seriously, like Earl Timberlake's on the list of top available players. So I don't think. Should I just?
Oh, he was saying we have one spot left. I think. Actually. Oh,
okay.
But then and Matt's just said two. Pull up the roster.
There's nowhere to pull the roster up.
Unlike the women's administrators who are on top of shit.
I guess because the men weren't done recruiting, so they didn't post the numbers yet. But the women's team posted everybody's numbers.
The women's team live updated the roster like a month and a half ago, even before the players had numbers. Just left it blank. The women's team has been on it. They're
shout prepared out to for the season, team.
As always.
Hello.
First of all, Duke and Carolina are not going to another conference for basketball. Second, that would hurt our recruiting because playing programs like that helps our recruiting. Third, we had a top five recruiting class, so what are we talking about? All right, now moving on. Hello. do you want to do the topic of today's show?
Yeah. So two things we're discussing tonight. The Mount Rushmore later, since last week we did a Mount Rushmore of our favorite Canes gear. Today we're doing a Mount Rushmore of our favorite non-Canes gear. So me and Vish are repping our respective teams that are in the finals.
Yes. Go Cats. It's a free square. It's not one of my four.
Yeah. I'm not going to include this in my four since I'm wearing it.
Yeah.
So also, go Cats, go Mavs.
Otherwise, if I was going to do this hat, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I wish I had a Prize Picks shirt. I don't have a
Panthers hat, but
I went all jerseys. I didn't bring any hats up.
I have three jerseys and a hoodie. But yeah, so that'll be Mount Rushmore for later. But tonight's topic, we're gonna discuss the women's team. We're not gonna go in depth on every single player, but we're gonna talk about kind of who we think is gonna start and maybe like our sixth woman off the bench. Can I still say six woman off the bench? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a unisex term. It's like saying bro in Miami.
Yeah. So much like the men, the women kind of rebuilt.
You better get ready to block, Bill.
Yeah. So like the men, the women had to rebuild the squad. We have three returning players. One of them, Almone, redshirted last year. So she has not had seen college basketball time.
I'll say about Almone real quick. You know, Coach Kolob didn't really mention her as she went through almost the entire roster. So I don't know if there's a high.
Yeah, I don't know. She's 6'4". So
no, I'm not. This is not a knock on her at all. I'm just talking. We think about, because this discussion is going to be a lot about like how we think the rotation will play out. And you know, we did get a lot of bigs in the portal that have experience. So she might be a year away from.
Oh,
from contributing.
Max has apparently made a spreadsheet of the men's team and sent it and DM'd it to us.
I'm looking at it, but we have the we're doing the women, so
yeah, we're doing the women's.
For like number purposes.
Yeah.
I know there's some please don't snip me saying we're doing the women. That won't end well for me. So today's topic, Max, we are covering women's basketball.
You're just a show too late. We covered this last week, but it's actually really nice.
Actually, no, there's an addition because Yusuf Basa-Ama is on here now. So
that's pretty.
He's nice. On there.
Good yes, stuff. He's on there. No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's got it.
Even last week, there's an addition since last week.
Yeah, that's actually a very nice spreadsheet. I may use this for other things. But yeah, so Almone returns to the team, didn't play at all last year. Lamia Hilton, after transferring from a year from Arizona, did play last year and looked good, but she tore her ACL. So missed like a lot of the second half of the season. And then Jasmine Roberts, our leader, who we just had on the show. last month, friend of the show. Definitely go check out that interview. So those are the only three returners from last season. But then we do have the Cavender twins who were on the Elite Eight team that are coming back. So, and then some really good transfers coming in. So last year when me and Vish tried to predict what the starting lineup was going to be, we were totally wrong. And then the starting lineup kept changing the entire season. So
never forget the Virginia game.
Take these predictions with a grain of salt.
We now know why the Virginia game happened, but never.
Yeah, we do. We can't talk about that, but we do. So you want us to start from position one and go one through five and talk about who we think is going to start?
Yep, let's do. So
at point guard, I'm going to assume it's Haley Cavender.
Yeah, is there a dissenting opinion there?
I don't know. She was the starting point guard for our Elite Eight run and our leading scorer 2 years ago. She is, thank God, an amazing free throw shooter.
I was literally going to say she's a great free throw shooter.
I can't tell you how. I mean, I'm happy she's back because she's a great shooter, really good point guard. But her free throw shooting after the disaster that was last season makes me so happy. She shoots over 95% from the free throw line. Like, just stupid, ridiculous. So I'm going to assume she's our starting point guard, Vish. What do you think?
Yep, no, she is. I think that's pretty much a lock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the one thing about them, too, that always, like, the biggest, I don't know if it's a misconception, but the thing that's not talked about is, like, obviously you see all the social media stuff and whatnot, but, like, I remember seeing a few YouTube videos or docuseries of them, like, working out and stuff, and they get after it, man. Like, I'll tell you what, they're some hard workers. So, I mean, I'm glad to see them back on the team. I think they're going to be huge for us.
If you talk to any of the coaches from the season that they were there or any of their teammates, they'll tell you, I've seen it in interviews, that they're like two of the hardest working people. They take basketball very, very seriously. And just because they're, you know, known on social media and this stuff, people have this image and their assumptions about them. But they are two very, very, very good basketball players. And like I said, Haley was our leading scorer the year we made the Elite Eight and is a big reason why we beat Indiana, because she made clutch free throws. And Hannah is very, very good too and is a good shooter. So
she's a really good defender.
And she's a really good defender. So the two of them, and Coach Cullip said it too when we interviewed her. Go back and watch that. It was a great interview. They're two people who can bring more fans and more eyes to the program because of the social media presence that they have. So anyone who thinks otherwise about them being basketball players, you're dumb. That's dumbassery. So if we could get them on the show, we would, but they're very busy people.
I mean, I don't think we could afford whatever they're... So yeah. Just to be clear, we never paid for an interview, and we won't, because we're actual press. But, you know, people pay to have the Cavenders on the show, and we're just not going to do it. So.
Yeah, everybody that we've had on the show has come on, like, out of, like, their kindness. Like,
well, I mean, we are – so despite the goofball hour that we do over here, we are credential media that do take that seriously. So we do formal press requests and work everything professionally.
I am working on another women's player to get on the show.
We have not and will not pay for people to
get on the show. I'm pending an answer from a DM, so we'll see if I can get that to happen. Hopefully, but I'm working.
I do know some of the other shows on YouTube and stuff do, you know, pay money to get guests on. But we do not.
No.
We are not that show.
No, but we do like to give out an occasional free hoodie.
we will reward our fans, but there's no quid pro quo attached.
We can't give it to the players. That's illegal NIL. So
yes, and that's why Jasmine does not have her hoodie yet.
Jasmine can't get a hoodie until she's no longer playing for the program. But when she's done, she's gonna get a hoodie.
Melissa will buy you Chick-fil-A. How about that?
I gotta admit something.
What?
I had Chick-fil-A last night.
I had Chick-fil-A yesterday.
And guess what?
What?
They forgot the sauce. It was dry.
Oh, they forgot the sauce.
It was inedible. So awful.
Inedible.
I didn't even finish it.
You don't have like mayo in your house or anything?
I was at Monica's house.
You
didn't have anything.
We ordered Chick-fil-A at work last night and they delivered the wrong order. So like I put in like a DoorDash request or whatever. So they just allowed me to reorder it, but obviously we already had the food, so we got to keep the food that wasn't ours. And it was 2 30-piece nugs and 4 large fries. So on top of the three meals that me and my two coworkers got, we had 60 nuggets. It was a lot of food. We shared with a bunch of people.
I mean, you're pulling an all-night shift, so it's good to have finger foods.
I always keep Chick-fil-A sauce at my house because when I get Publix chicken tender subs, I like to put Chick-fil-A sauce on it. So not having sauce is never a problem.
I don't like Chick-fil-A sauce.
You're ruining the pub sub?
Not a fan.
You should keep ranch in your house.
You know what though?
Any like, kind of sauce would have been fine, like at least to keep it from the dry piece of
Yeah. No, I was at the point where I was like, I was like eating it like on the way to her house. So like it's kind of limited.
You always gotta check for sauce before you leave the restaurant.
Well, I think we are proving a point because if you had gotten Popeyes, you would have just had to bite into it. You know it's good to go.
Yeah.
I like the Chick-fil-A sauce, and I like that I can control how much sauce I put on it. I've never had them not give me sauce. I don't know. Anyway, this is going to be fun for you to edit. Just going off tangents after like one person.
It might get to the point where I'm like, this is just going to get posted as one show.
It's talking about the women's starting lineup and hodgepodge of crap. Anyway, so I think we all agree.
Oh, I forgot. We just like...
Yeah, I think we all agree. I haven't seen anyone disagreeing with us, but I think we can all agree that we assume Haley Cavender is going to be our starting point guard.
Yep, shooting guard.
Huh? Shooting guard?
Who's a shooting guard? I'm moving on. I'm moving us forward.
Oh, now we're going on to shooting guard. Okay. So I think our starting two is going to be Darian Rogers.
I agree. However, I'm curious to see if Leah Harmon pushes for that spot.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't think initially she will, but I wouldn't be surprised if she's able
to. Yeah, I think she I mean we'll get to her in a bit. I think she's gonna be a big contributor regardless of if she's starting or not. But I love having Rogers' size at the two. Having the one and two be 5'6" could be a little matchup problems.
It could be. It depends on the opponent you're playing and how
that's true, but I could see how Harmon will definitely push for that because she's super talented. But Darion's a bucket.
I was really impressed with her shot creation ability and whatnot, and her ability to create space, and I think she's really good with ball screens actually, which I think that's going to be a huge part of the offense as well. So you know, I think that's going to be a huge part of her game that we utilize.
Yeah, she's played Miami the last 2 years. So,
at DePaul, it was when she was on DePaul. Yeah,
and then Mississippi State. So she's 1-1. That DePaul team smoked us.
She's literally at the facility ball hooping every single day. I see it on her Instagram, like every day she's there. So.
All right. So the next one
answer my DM.
The next one is not even...
The three is obvious. It's Jasmine Roberts. She's the leader of the team. Freaking Hooper. friend of the show. There's no question.
She's been on the show.
She's amazing. In her car for 30 minutes talking to
been,
us.
Been on the show and friend of the show. She came into the chat before.
She's hopped on the live chat. Yeah.
Before we had her on the show. Jasmine
at the four, at the three is there's no question.
Jasmine is so friend of the show that we are forgiving her Chick-fil-A stance. That is
yeah. She doesn't need forgiveness.
Look, man.
Listen, even Coach Co-op picked Chick-fil-A, so y'all are just gonna have to deal.
Not surprising.
Look. If you need to put sauce on something to make it taste good, you like the sauce, not the sandwich.
The Popeye sandwiches have sauce on it too. Eat the Popeye sandwich without sauce, and then
you'd have to tell them to hold all the toppings.
The sauce is the toppings. It's just Chick-fil-A puts it on the side so you can determine what you want because there's so many options. They have like six different sauces.
Chick-fil-A has been making that same fucking sandwich since like the 1960s or whatever, and they only recently rolled the sauces out. So what the hell are you talking about?
We go through this argument every single week.
No all I'm saying
mind,
is
nobody's mind is changing. Blah 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 blah. It's still
yes, but my boy Matt was impacted by your dry ass chicken.
Well, ask for sauce then. It's not that hard. When I go order, I say, hey, I want Chick-fil-A sauce, and I get plenty.
Well, I put it in the app, and they ignored it. So that's kind of on them.
That's actually surprising. That's a pop-up yeah. move that Chick-fil-A pulled on you. But
so, all right. So we got
damn Haley right, at the X. one. Damn right.
Haley at the one. Rogers at the two with Leah. Definitely yeah, giving her a push. Yeah. Jasmine Roberts at the three. Four. Who at the four? Vish, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'm assuming Nat Marshall or Cameron Williams because I think they're both. I mean, I kind of just did four and five.
I think yeah. I think that's your four and your five right there. I don't know who's gonna be what, I guess.
I think you list Marshall at the four. I mean, you could consider her the four just because of the mobility. So I think she can guard on the perimeter a lot more. She's taller, but she's lengthy and she has some quickness laterally and whatnot. So I mean that's going to be big for us because I think she can guard people on the perimeter or on the interior.
I think Coach said she's got a little bit of a 3-point ability too, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think she shot a whole lot at Notre Dame, but maybe it's part of her game that she's
yeah no I think Coach
she shared a lot of time at Notre Dame too. They had like four bigs on their roster, so yeah.
I think Coach talked about that actually, if I recall correctly, that she did not shoot a lot of threes at Notre Dame, but she can shoot threes.
Yeah,
there we go.
This isn't another NorChat situation.
I mean he increased his volume.
Yeah, I hope not.
Well, yeah, I think the four and the five, you got Marshall and Williams for sure.
no debate there. I'm not defending anything, just saying the sandwich is better.
So with the starting five that we listed, do we have any expectations for possible all ACC teams with any of them?
Jasmine.
I think Jasmine would be the one you look at for sure. Yeah, I agree.
Who would you guys say is like kind of the next tier to make one of the other teams maybe?
Haley?
Okay. Yeah.
Possibly. I think with how she can shoot, I think that's definitely a possibility. I'm going to be interested to see what Rogers does because she has the ability to really score. She proved that at DePaul. She didn't play as much at Mississippi State. There was more of a rotation there. So I'll be interested to see what she does.
Yeah, and I'm also looking just overall. I think it'll be interesting to see how the minutes are distributed because we mentioned the starters. We talked about Leah Harmon playing a significant role. We haven't even talked about Abyss, who's supposed to also
who's definitely the four off the
yeah,
off the bench.
Yeah, supposed to play.
Obviously, Hannah is gonna be a contributor off the bench as
yeah,
well.
Yeah,
Amaya coming back from her ACL,
assuming she's healthy. Yeah, so we do have a lot of depth.
And, yeah,
but how Coach Club slices those minutes up now. She did say she wants to play with a lot of pace, so it might be up tempo, full gas, then get a breather. So it might be a heavy rotation to play tempo like that.
I know Abyss played the five at Wichita State, but I'm wondering if we ever wanted to go big, if you could slide her at the three.
She can't play the five here.
No, she's not going to play the five. She's going to play the four, but I'm wondering if
she's barely I mean, 6 foot is not that tall for ACC play. I think
yeah.
she'd have trouble at the four. She'd be more of an undersized four.
Yeah, but so you could slide her at the three and go big. Is Pelish only 6 feet? I didn't realize she was so tall.
That's what it says.
Interesting.
She's another shooter.
Yeah. I'm not thinking she's gonna get a ton of playing time as a freshman.
No, I don't think so. The other freshman's Anae Adams, who
Coach Meyer was super high on her.
Yeah, I think she's gonna. I'm not sure if year one she's gonna play that much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you recall, Coach Culler talked about how close the three freshmen are and how they're kind of a unit. So hopefully that stays together. Right?
Yeah. Because if we talk about it, our entire starting five, assuming those are the five that are starting, it's all their last season of eligibility.
You have four grad students and then Jasmine. So
yeah. So Abyss is a junior coming in, will be a junior. And then you've got the three freshmen. And Lamaya is a junior. And then Almon, which we don't know a lot about. So
maybe I can interview Abyss in Spanish, keep the tradition going after Norchad Lester.
So
uh-oh. She's gonna leave then. Oh, well, she is, right?
No, she's a junior, so.
Oh, she's a junior.
But I can't imagine her going Sikkim regardless. That was levels of stupidity we will not reach with anyone else. But I think those are – I don't really see anyone else contributing major minutes.
Bill says it looks like a good team, but I'm going to miss Old Acre screens. Yeah, it was fun watching her, you know, bust people, but –
Doom. Let's see it.
Oh.
Is it still the same? Oh, now it's just me and Vish.
This one this one we have seen before.
I'm not cool enough to be on the thumbnails. I've only made it onto like one.
I think he doesn't want to make fun of you. It's the other way around. He knows you're a dictator and you might kill him, so he's gotta be careful.
Well, I have a sharp pointy object now.
That's true. Be careful.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, Melissa's not making a shiv. This is just...
This is part of her monitor.
This is the back of my monitor. All I'm saying is you're holding a shiv. And because we had to mail him the hoodie, you do have Doom's address, and it is reachable from where you are. So I can see why he's being cautious.
I can see the inside. Luckily, it was a free monitor. But it's actually working currently. So we'll see. But Vish is kind enough. He's like, I have like four more that I in my closet.
It
so
was paid for at one time, but it is free now.
Yeah. But it is funny. I went to go adjust it and it just fell on the floor. I was like, oh. I'm assuming since they announced our numbers, we're probably not. No, I'm not shanking anybody. Probably not adding anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, they would just have to take another. I don't think that's definitive, but we actually have 13 players, so.
Oh, so I think that's it.
I would say the biggest sign that we're not taking anyone else is that we brought Sophia Zolich back as a scholarship because that was kind of a last minute add on. She's probably, I mean, it's a tragic story, but she keeps blowing her knee out. And, you know, barely, I was at senior day where she was barely able to, on crutches, make it to half court. That was after she had made progress and was actually like practicing for a bit. So
can we also talk about the random number some of the people chose? Like Rogers is 8, which isn't usually a basketball number, and Abyss is 16.
Pau Gasol.
But usually you just see like 0. Yes, but five.
Melissa. Pau Gasol.
Oh,
exactly.
But what about 8?
Kobe.
Oh. Well, if she answers my DM and we get her on the show, we can ask her why.
Yeah, we should ask her why she doesn't, because I feel like, I mean, I know Matt's the youngest one on the show, but still significantly older than these kids, and I don't feel like they associate with 8 Kobe. They're 24 Kobe, and 24 isn't.
I mean, Jasmine did.
Jasmine is 4.
But she said she wanted to be 24 because of Kobe.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That was my point.
Yeah.
And if 24 is taken...
It's not, though.
Oh, it's not.
It's retired.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. But Jasmine, that was my point, Melissa, that I think anyone going to college now associates Kobe 24, not 8.
Oh.
But maybe it was. Maybe she Kobe'd it.
What did Kobe. She wear? Where did what number did she wear at Mississippi State?
0. Hmm. I'm looking right now.
And Almon was 0. The Cavenders went back to 14 and 15.
She was 21 at DePaul and in high school, I think.
Well, Nat Marshall took that, so. Leah Harmon.
Gasol, though.
Well, I think Marshall wanted to be 15, but it was already taken because I saw a piece on her about why she wears 15. So
good luck getting that out of Haley. Leah Harmon actually told us why she wears 42.
So. And Leah's sticking with 42. So if we make the Final Four, I got to get a 42 jersey. I promised her.
Yeah, we'll have to see if we can get that piece on and ask her why she wears 16 to confirm the Paul Gasol-ness. But it feels. Although she's from Malaga and he's from Barcelona, so that doesn't necessarily work, but maybe that still is it. There's beef.
Wow, it's been 45 minutes already? Wow, we really know how to kill time. Oh, Matt, what'd you do?
Right by the fire station.
All right.
Yeah, Pau was just overshadowed because he was never the best European big. No, it's a true statement. I mean, he was Kobe's buddy, and he played off Kobe, and he was never. There was always a better one.
Okay, Vish.
Facts are facts, man.
I know. As you say that with a smirk, though.
I mean, I'm wearing it, but still. Those are facts. No, I mean he would have been if Dirk wasn't there. I think I agree with Max. He's one of the all time greats, and he he's not, you know, mentioned as well as he should. He's in the Hall of Fame and shit. It's not like he's not recognized as such, but you know, he's still always kind of just like any guard that played at the same time that Jordan played. It's always like no one even talks about Clyde Drexler, even though he's awesome. Jordan embarrassed his ass in the finals, and that was that day.
Max says Pau had a better overall game.
I am so close to just permanently banning you from everything. Get the fuck out of here.
Max, you're going to lose your invitation to the show. Be careful.
Lose this invitation? I'm going to fly up to California and start some shit in a minute. What are we talking about?
Hey, Max, me and Vish booked our Berkeley flights and hotel before the show, so we'll talk.
you misspelled basketball player. Good pastor. Oh. What kind of bullshit, Matt, is this?
Matt, I don't think we need to be here. I think Vish is just going to argue with Max for the next half an hour.
This is some horseshit, man. What kind of California bias, West Coast horseshit is this? Fuck out of here.
You think Dirk is a better passer?
I mean, it was a completely different offense, so it's hard to say. Ran a lot of ISO and did a lot of two-man games, so he was coming off the pick and roll with Jet. But yes, when we ran the stuff to the post, he was very capable of passing out of it. Powell was playing with Kobe. And I didn't see Powell shredding defenses in Memphis when he was the best player on a shit team. Fuck out of here. Swept your ass, too. Don't bring that weak shit in here.
Okay, I'm sorry that he wasn't as good of a passer. Max isn't wrong about that. Powell's a better defender, too. But Dirk is a way better scorer, yeah.
This is a sacrilegious load of shit statement that I put on the screen here.
Max, we'll talk after.
I need your knife. I got people to stab.
Oh, Nate's defending Pau.
It's not Pau slander. It is Dirk slander. That is what is happening.
For context, Nate is a Mavs fan.
This is not Pau slander.
Go Cats.
I'm a big fan of Pau. I was actually saying he just got overshadowed, so he's not as appreciated as he was. And then Max is sitting here trying to argue who's actually the better overall player, which is fucking insane. If Dirk and Kobe had played in the same team, they would have won like 10 championships. What are we talking about? Wouldn't have rolled over for Boston. Do you understand they have a title because of you dumbasses? That was like their only one since the 80s. And I'm not, there's 0% chance I'm going to regret those words in a couple of weeks. But anyway, moving on.
He's still going.
I'm done because
there's a delay. There's a delay. Anyway, cue the socks outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.